This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. I just wanted to offer an update of where we stand and where we're going, what we have in front of us. So the first thing to update you on is the departure of my co-rapporteur, Chris Wilson. So Chris was, I believe, let go by 21st Century Fox, since he had been engaging as a representative of the business constituency. That sort of has bookended his involvement in this. That raises a bit of a challenge for us because we had a bit of a I'm seeing Bernard telling us that we have only 4 participants, so that's not meeting the
rule. Yeah, but Bernard, let's not worry about it, Michael, and continue with your updates since you're framing this more as an update to those that did join. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, great. So the first thing that I wanted to ask, and I'll put this out as the list as well, Chris's main area of focus was on ICANN's, on transparency with regards to ICANN's interactions with governments, and he also sort of took the lead on further revising what Barbara had developed in terms of whistleblower protection. I'm going to put this out to the list as well. Is there anybody that who would be interested as in sort of taking a stronger role in harmonizing those sections based on the inputs that we've received? Okay. I understand, obviously, it's could potentially be a big thing to throw out there. I could potentially take that on myself, but before we go to that, what I'm going to do is to send an email out to the list and see if anybody is interested in stepping forward on those issues specifically. Particularly on, I guess we could probably get Barbara back to look at the whistleblower protection stuff again. But the interactions with governments has sort of been was what Chris was focusing on, so it would be very helpful to have somebody else step forward on that. So I will look into that. As a last resort, I can take those two on as well myself. It's a much better situation if we could balance it out both from my perspective and I think from the perspective of ensuring that there's different that I'm not too involved in all the different moving pieces. So that's our action item for that is that I will send an email out to the list asking if anybody would be interested in picking up from Chris. In terms of the revisions to the document based on the inputs that the revisions to the recommendations based on the inputs that we received through the consultation process. I had a phone call last week with Sam Eisner from ICANN Legal. Now that was initially meant to be a phone call with myself and Chris, and then obviously turned out to be just me. We had a very positive conversation on providing more clarity to the objections that they raised. And there's a few areas that she has asked us to provide a little more information and a few areas where she has promised to provide a little more information on their own thoughts on the matter. And I do want to emphasize, like, it was a very good conversation and she was providing really good engagement, I think, on the issues that ICANN specifically had raised. So just to move through those 4 main issues to let you know where we stand. In terms of the duty to document, she had indicated that they're open to that. It actually sounds like they're very interested in that in terms of a business administration perspective. Really what we're looking for in that recommendation is making sure that there is a paper trail left, which is just sound business practice. She seemed to be on the same page with us on that. A little bit more information on how that practically works and how these duty to document rules practically works. So I've had some students at my shop here looking into that, and I will share that with the group, as well as, in advance of sending it on to her. And that's the main area that we stand on duty to document, is they're open to it. They think it's a good idea but want more concrete information about how practically that would work. The second major one was about attorney-client privilege. On that discussion again, we both, she mentioned ICANN's four different practice areas and said that in order to, basically where our conversation went was, we agreed on the need to provide more clarity and transparency around what ICANN Legal does, and that we needed to have a bit of a dialogue or talk through, have some conversations between, ICANN Legal and the working group, to establish a good avenue to improve transparency. They had expressed some unease on the precise scope of our recommendation as it stood, but seemed committed to taking some steps in that direction. So what she mentioned is that ICANN has these four different practice areas, and that she is going to talk to some of the other lawyers there and to look into areas that could be opened up and come back with some proposals of her own for improving transparency. The flip side of that that she asked of us is that she asked that we provide any suggestions for specific areas that could be specific types of information that should be released. Our initial recommendation was more of a structural rule that would we would use going forward, namely like a division of a place where the line would generally be drawn, but she wanted a little more specifics about that. So again, I'm going to, unless anybody has any, first of all, if anybody has any thoughts on that now, we would very much welcome that. Otherwise, I'm going to send an email out to the list for further recommendations about pinning down a little more about what kind of transparency we want to see out of ICANN Legal. So I'll just open it up for a second. So I'll just ask anybody if they have any thoughts at the moment that they want to share on transparency at ICANN Legal. And otherwise, you can please comment on the list. Okay, great. So Sam was actually meant to get back to me with a little bit of further information last week. I think that she said that last week she could tell me when she could get me the information. I spoke to her 2 weeks ago, and she said by last week she would get further information on when she could get further information, like a timeline for it. So I will follow up with her and ask for a little bit more information to share, and as well I'll start a conversation on the list about what we want to see from ICANN Legal in terms of transparency. In terms of the discussion around open contracting, again, they said that they're open to it, but a big part of that would be to clarify the rules around how non-disclosure agreements are signed with contracting parties going forward. In other words, you know, a big part of, I think that everybody in the working group is in agreement that where an agreement has been signed, if ICANN commits to a third party to a non-disclosure agreement, they have to be true to their word and they have to honor their contracts. That's fair enough. But then the question becomes what are the rules around these non-disclosure agreements? How should they be signed and under what circumstances are they, should ICANN be entering into them? Sam agreed to provide a little bit more clarity on their policy towards NDAs, so I think that's potentially an area of engagement where we can look into how NDAs are developed and how they're established, and discuss that as a potential way to open up contracting going forward. So again, there we're waiting for more information from Sam, and I will go back to her after this meeting to look into further information about what their process is, and maybe we can discuss how that can be improved. The final area, which was about confidential business information, that's not an area that we actually, that I actually discussed too much with Sam. That's the fourth major area of discussion for the working group regarding DIGP revisions. That's the fourth major area for the working group on refining the DIGP. But the objections to that were mostly from weren't really from ICANN as much. The objections there were more from the business constituency, the registries, et cetera. So that's less stemming from the conversation from Sam and more about a conversation that I need to work to tee up among the working group to try to discuss refining that specific recommendation. So that's something that I have to do and that I haven't been able to get to myself yet. So that is due for discussion, but I'm not ready to bring that before you guys now. And seeing as we don't have a very high turnout at the moment, then it's probably best to kick it forward anyway. So are there any comments or any questions about this? Like, that's the update that I wanted to give in terms of the process and where we stand now. Are there any questions or concerns or comments that anybody wants to raise connected to that? Yes, David?
Michael, thanks. It's David McCauley. In the discussion with ICANN Legal about open contracting and things of that nature, I'm sure Sam would probably think of this, but when there's a discussion about broad contracts with broad groups, such as registries or registrars, keep in mind that there will be some things that some bits of information that may be shared, and I'm speaking from a personal point of view here because I don't work in this area at VeriSign, but there may be areas where there has to be certain things kept confidential so that there's due observance of antitrust regulations and people aren't sharing pricing information in an inappropriate manner. So it seems to me that when there's a discussion about open contracting with broad categories, there may be some policy implications in that from the ICANN standpoint that I just want to note. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for that. As I said, the conversation was on that issue was brief. We are, I think, all on the same page about working to ensure that trade secrets and legitimate commercial interests are properly protected. I think that we all share that interest. The one thing that I would also mention, in terms of the antitrust thing specifically, that's actually not something that we've considered before. So thanks very much for bringing that up. That's another area to consider in terms of business information is whether there are any potential antitrust issues. So thanks very much for that, and we will also, I think, consider that as part of the process when we have that conversation. I think that we really, as the working group, need to have a good, robust conversation about how the recommendation on business, how we want to craft the recommendation on business information, how we want to refine it from where it currently stands. Unless I'm assuming that David's hand is just a remnant of that prior comment, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but unless we see anything else, I want to move on to the discussions of our avenue forward. Part of those are action items that I've already mentioned, whereby I'm going to go out to the list and try to seek a replacement to take the lead on some of these issues, and I'm going to go back to Sam with further information, as well as to tee up a couple of conversations for discussion on the list. In terms of our timeline, we have another call, as Bernard mentioned, on May 31st, but I should mention that my schedules for me personally are very crazy through June. I have three different international missions that I need to do before ICANN. So I don't think that I will be equipped to, we've set a meeting for the 31st, potentially to, I guess, just discuss anything that we've gotten back from Sam if we have heard things back. And I've set another one for near the end of mid to late June, where hopefully we can have a bit more of a substantive conversation. But I want to be a little bit careful about that, about committing to that, because June's very crazy for me, and especially if I'm taking on Chris's share of the work as well. Thank you, June 20th, 1300. Thanks, Merv. It might get a little bit challenging. So just to let you know that it's unlikely that we'll complete the revisions to the recommendations. We certainly won't get through two readings of those before Johannesburg, right, as Ricardo points out, mid to late June is ICANN 59. We're unlikely to get through those revisions, and certainly for the, well, I'll do my best to get through the to help shepherd us through the revisions before ICANN 59, but certainly we're not going to get through both readings. In terms of ultimately finalizing all of this, it'll probably be past ICANN 59. Well, it will be past ICANN 59. We're still way ahead of I think, the other groups. So I don't see a particular pressure on us there, but I just wanted to let you guys know about my situation there, and that it's going to be that we, I think, need to gather more information from Sam and ICANN first, and that we're still waiting for that, as well as about my own scheduling challenges, which are going to make it, which could potentially push us back a little bit there as well. So that's just the last thing that I wanted to inform you about. But in terms of the future meetings, we've got one at the end of May that is hopefully going to be to discuss what we've gotten back from ICANN Legal, if we've gotten anything back at that point. And then beyond that, we've got one in June, which will hopefully be a little bit more of a substantive one to take forward some of these revisions. So that's where we stand on the process. Again, I'm going to ask if there are any questions or comments based on anything that we've discussed. Yes, David, again.
And I'm wondering, as you search for some help, if you've talked with Chris about pressing on in his personal capacity, is there any requirement that he be from the BC or from a constituency, or could he just do that if he's interested in his own capacity?
So Chris basically in his, yeah, okay, no requirement, says Bernard, but I could go back to him, but I believe that as a representative of sort of as somebody who was sort of backstopped by Fox and was paid to do that, and as that representative, I'm not sure how interested he'll be, but I can go back to him and inquire. I think it's a slight difference maybe between him as a business representative, where he's sort of representing, he's there representing Fox and is kind of expressing, I don't know about the views of Fox, but a position there for Fox. Whereas, you know, I think different representatives like me, I'm sort of more of a free agent, even though I'm currently representing the Center for Law and Democracy. Like, I'm not, right. A lot of us don't really have jobs. Yeah. It's a bit of a different situation for some, but I think that with Chris, it's more, he was here much more in an institutional capacity. But that being said, I can go back to him and engage his interest. I'd be a little surprised, especially because, you know, he's sort of on the job hunt at the moment, which I think is, I imagine, a bit of a stressful situation. So it's a challenging situation for him, but I will, I can reach out if, I'll reach out to him and see if there's any interest. Maybe I'll do that after I go out to the board or go out to the list, just to sort of see if we can have somebody who's here, taking it forward first. So that can be our action item there. All right. As I said, this is going to be a bit of a short meeting because I really just wanted to offer some updates. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to add? I guess I didn't put any other business on the agenda, but if anyone else like to chime in, please do so. Yes, Bernard?
Sorry, getting off mute. If it's just some straight writing assistance, staff can give a hand if that helps. I'm just offering.
I appreciate that. I think it's more because the document is quite close to completion. I think that it's policy. The debate is really around policy. I mean, as I see our work going forward, there's a little bit of wordsmithing that needs to be done to tidy up some of the minor objections that were raised, and then we have to have good conversations about those A, B, C, and D that are sitting there on the agenda, and try to find a good, mutually agreeable avenues forward for those four. And that is that's a policy question more than a question of writing. Because again, the actual volume of that stuff is going to be fairly small. But I do appreciate the offer. And I'll also say, June is very hectic for me, but it is going to clear up, after that. And so, in terms of, I actually, will have a lot more time to devote to this after that. So I'm just sort of facing a limited crunch at the moment. So I do appreciate the help. Bernard, is that a new hand or is that the same one?
A new hand. Just a note, depending on how we're doing with framing these four policy points, you may want to think about using the opportunity of the face-to-face meeting in Johannesburg to propose to the chairs that the plenary weigh in on this. And you would get, if you will, a two-for-one in that you could get, you will have people in the room and you will have the attention of the crowd. I know we're not massively loaded on the agenda, and I think it might work out that you can get some quality input while we are in Joburg if you want that.
I think that that is an excellent idea, actually. Thanks so much for that. That's a great idea. I think that it really would be excellent if we could maybe devote the next, I guess, month or so to trying to sort of dig out background, getting some examples of areas, like the having sort of the background to those discussions dug up, as we mentioned, and getting that information back from ICAM Legal, and then maybe just have a great conversation or a robust conversation in Joburg about that. That sounds like an excellent idea to me. Is there steps that need to be taken to reach out to the chairs on that, or can...
If you're comfortable, I can take that on and can provide some assist with some background digging if you want. We're really here to help you and get this moving.
I would appreciate that. I think that's an excellent idea. Unless anybody has any objections, I think we should proceed on those grounds. Great. Okay, so that's very good, and I think that certainly helps to provide more clarity to the process. I certainly feel better about working towards that now as a concrete discussion point. Okay, so unless there's anything else, I'm happy to wrap it here. Does anyone else want to chime in? Great. All right, well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. Sorry for this was just sort of a short meeting, I'm looking forward to working with the rest of you going forward, and we can discuss again in a week. Thanks very much.